This is Al Graham for the Big Wolf Z94 Department of Public Affairs, and we thought you might like to know. I'm about tired of hearing about Obamacare. How about you? While we may be tired of it, a law that impacts so many facets of our life and will for years to come is not likely to get out of the public's eye for a long time to come. I mentioned above that it is a law. I've always thought when a law was passed and enforced, it was the law. But this law is apparently different from the law we are all familiar with. It seems the president can put off, change the start date, select who the law applies to, and waive the law for certain people. Right here, I need to just flat out make a statement that I know most of you, many of you, will agree with. Our president and our Congress should not pass a law that does not apply to every person living in or entering this country, and the law should be enforced and applied equally and fairly to everyone. We just saw a congressman in Florida get caught buying cocaine from an FBI agent. He admitted he was an alcoholic and has now asked for a leave of absence from a job he was elected to and is going into rehab and was put on probation. What kind of message is that for our young people? In South Georgia, being caught with cocaine means jail time. A congressman should be no different. Folks, we have elected people to office that do as they want to do and still try to tell us they know what's best for us. When will we learn? We are now hearing our government is going to take our tax dollars and guarantee insurance companies that can't make a profit with Obamacare that the government will give them financial assistance. Has anyone ever told you that if you didn't sell enough product to stay in business, they'll guarantee you the public's tax dollars to prop you up? I have always intended to respect the office that someone was elected to by the people, even if I didn't vote for them. The truth of the matter is, Obamacare was written behind closed doors. It was sold across this country by lying and deceiving, and they voted it into law by one vote. That meant, at the time, in 2009, that half the country was opposed to it. But then again, we must remember, they know what's best for us. Well, we're seeing Democrats and Republicans see which one can get you with, I gotcha. None of them governing or leading. It's sickening, and I want to believe I see signs that we the people are fed up with it. The 2014 and 2016 elections are yet to come, and I'm telling you folks, a candidate that can't support term limits will not get my vote. A candidate that will not go on record promising they will not pass a law that does not apply to them like it applies to me won't get my vote. One party is just as guilty as the other. But the one in power is now changing a 225-year history in the Senate that will put the president in a position to do more with a simple majority. More control, fewer challenges, a guarantee to do what he wants to do for the remainder of his term. No party needs that kind of advantage. I'm telling you, folks, it's not about we the people. It's about power and money, and they both corrupt. Start paying more attention. Look at gas prices. Are you better off today than you were 5-10 years ago? We have gone backwards. We cannot allow those that won't be here in 10 to 15 years from now to bind and destroy the futures of our children and grandchildren. We have got to wake up and do something while there is still time. Doom and gloom? No, that's not me or how I see it. But action and being proactive about our future and life that we know and love is on the line. Taxes, rules and regulations, more invasion into our lives, control. Our present leaders are selling out our children's futures for power and greed today. Are you ready? And I mean that in more ways than one. Agree or disagree, this is Al Graham for the Big Wolf Z94 Department of Public Affairs, and we thought you might like to know.